This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this is an oldie oldie for sure. 7 and a half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program in the Christmas season. Early on, I won't really get in the mood, although I'm putting myself in the mood, but I don't usually get in the mood until around the middle of the month. But there is good music around. It's fun to listen to that. We have our Trans-Siberian Orchestra contest going on. For those of you who have not heard about this, at some point during every program between now and next week, we're going to play a Trans-Siberian tune from their new CD. They're performing that as they go on tour around the country. And so it's kind of nice to be able to highlight that whole thing. And then with that, each day we'll give away TSO music, and then we have the stereo turntable that we've been given by Audio Technica. That is very cool. It's a wire or a wireless Bluetooth thing. You get a lot of really great quality.
It's a Bluetooth thing.
It's a Bluetooth thing. Yeah, it's a thing. All right. So anyway, congratulations to Ruth Anderson, who has won already, and Chad Howard, who has won already. Ruth is out in Bend, Oregon. Chad's in Evansville, Indiana. Let's see, Ruth listens to KQEN, and Chad listens to WGBF. There we go. Help yourself when you hear the tune, and you'll get the you maybe get two prizes out of it. Why not? Two for the price of one. That's kind of like you got Jennifer and me. Two for the price of one. Jay is off today. It's a powerful day. It's an inspiring day. It's a delightful day. It's a hopeful day. It's joyful. I don't know, all kinds of words that I could use to describe the day. And for those of you who are just getting started in the day, think about what you can do, what the potential is, what the possibility is with today and what you can do. Who knows? Maybe you can be elected to Congress and support the United States. I shouldn't chuckle because being a member, if I were a member of Congress, I thought about running once when I was doing the radio program in Florida. There was a fellow who had retired, or I've forgotten what the story was. I don't even remember his name. But people came to me and said, hey, you should run for Congress. And I actually almost did. I was thinking I'd do it. The time was before I started doing this program in 1988. And so I was doing mornings on PBR. And apparently some people liked me, and they said, yeah, you should run for Congress. And I thought to myself, can I do the radio program from Congress? Why couldn't I? Why couldn't you do a radio program? You couldn't do it while you were running.
Right, but afterwards.
You got in, yeah. You know who I think would be a good host, honestly? Is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she'd be a hoot on the radio. Now, you interviewed her. I actually, after you told me that you'd interviewed her, I got the info. I don't know what Jay did. I told him, we don't do the same kind of a morning program here that you do when you're on later on KRLA. But she's a character, and she's interesting. And you said you liked talking to her on the air. It was a good interview.
Yeah. I feel like, there's a lot of people who you wonder if they're really,
the people who get
the most attention, if they're real or not, or if they're looking for microphones. I actually got the sense that she was really real, that she really didn't have to leave her life behind, but that she wanted to, and that she really believes what she's saying. And, I likened it to Bernie Sanders. I don't like 99.9% of what Bernie Sanders says, but I don't dislike Bernie Sanders because I actually believe he's legit. Even though I think he can be a wackadoodle sometimes, and he honeymooned in Russia, I think he's actually legit,
I didn't know he honeymooned in Russia?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes.
God. All right. So anyway, but the conversation, she has a book, right? Doesn't Marjorie Taylor Greene have a book?
Yeah, she does, a brand new book, yep.
And what is the thrust of it? Is it politics? Is it her life?
Well, it's kind of about leaving her life to go to Congress, basically, why she made those decisions, what she's been doing.
You mean leaving her husband and her children behind in the dust?
Oh, stop it. I don't know if it goes into that. I didn't ask her about that.
Now, I might ask her about that if she comes on. Yeah, but she got divorced. There were some rumors about her and some of her trysts and that sort of thing. What I was curious about, though, is her. I've seen some pictures of her, I think, with about an 18-year-old son. Is that right? She got a.
I don't know. I don't really know how. I don't know much about her private life. I didn't even. You're the one that told me she was divorced. I think it's interesting because she doesn't make it much of the spotlight, I think, when she's doing it.
No.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to go after her for whatever reason.
So apparently, a sidebar here is that she doesn't get as much time and temperature as she used to because she was a pal of McCarthy's. And the new speaker is not a fan. So she's not faring as well, at least if you believe some of the accounts of what's going on and who is gaining favor with Mr. Johnson and who's not gaining favor with Mr. Johnson. Now, what do you make of him at this point? You're pretty good at observing that stuff. I don't want to answer my own question. I am interested in talking about him for a minute, but I'm more interested in hearing you because you're kind of tuned into that.
I've told you I really like the guy. I think he's solid.
Yeah, no, you told me that
when
he first went in.
Yeah, I think he's solid. I don't think he's flashy. Like some of the others, they like to use the cameras as negotiating points. I don't get that from him. And the proof of that, it's not just, you know, me saying, oh, I love the guy, is that, look, the government was supposed to shut down again. Kevin McCarthy, when he was Speaker of the House, it was always a very public battle, right? It was the Democrats are going to do this, the Republicans are going to do this, the conservative branch of the Republican Party is going to do this. I mean, with Mike Johnson, not everybody loved it, but everybody came together and voted on it to keep the government going. And so that, to me, tells me that whatever style he's working is good. I love the fact that he wants single bills instead of jumping everything together.
I
can't stand that because we get so many things that we don't want.
And
that's how politicians get corrupt, is by promising things and then, you know, putting it into these multi-tiered omnibills. So I like what I've seen so far. Now we'll see what happens at the end of the year and, you know, what the next battle will be about funding Israel, Ukraine. They're looking at border security because there's that big train with all those people on top of it coming into the country. I don't know if you've seen that image, but all the people on top of a freight train coming into the country.
Where? Coming into where?
Coming into Eagle Pass, Texas from Mexico.
No. How do they?
Sitting
why
on
do
top
they let the plane?
Of a freight train.
Why do they let the train? Well, it's a freight train. Okay, yeah, that makes.
But the thing
it
is,
doesn't make sense. But it's
you had someone, whether it was Biden or Mayorkas or whoever, come out and say, "Mexico, you need to stop that train. That's not safe." Number one, I mean, forget. It's just, would you imagine like what we would do in this country if people were riding on top of a freight train? The thing would be stopped.
It'd be a James Bond movie. That's what
you think
be.
OSHA would like the freight
impossible.
Train riders? No way.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now, there's a rumor floating around because George Bush did not show up. I said before the funeral it would be interesting and it was going to be fun because all of the former presidents and their wives were supposed to show up at the funeral of Rosalynn Carter. And
I was reading the list from CNN, and neither George or Laura were on the list. And I thought that was really weird because they're the ones that, like Bill Clinton, always shows up at these things, right?
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Laura was there, so that was maybe a surprise there at the end, but George wasn't.
Yep, and Michelle Obama was there. The scuttlebutt was, whether it's true or not, it's certainly another one of these social media rumors that Barack Obama didn't want to be seen with Joe Biden because Biden and he have a rift going on a number of levels where they don't agree. I can't imagine that's trivial.
That's true. I think that Obama stayed back in Washington, D.C. to continue running the country while Joe Biden took the plane to the... I don't think that there's a rift. In fact, all of them flew on the same plane. So Bill and Hillary... Michelle Obama, Jill, and Joe Biden all flew on Air Force One down to Atlanta for the services yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so now the scuttlebutt I see in conservative spheres of social media is that they think something's up, that this is going to be, you know, more evidence that Gavin
Michelle Newsom Obama for way. President. Yay!
Yeah, Gavin Newsom or maybe Michelle, somebody else. But Biden, but we'll see.
Yep. All right. In Michigan, police arrested a 12-year-old boy after he drove away in a forklift.
Oh.
12-year-old boy decided he would steal a forklift and took the police on. This kid's a student at a middle school, and he just decided, hey, this looks like fun. So he jumped on the forklift and drove it out onto the street and drove through the city, and the police gave chase, and the kid had it up to 24 miles an hour.
Good
if you haven't gone on a forklift at 24 miles an hour, good God.
Oh, man.
He was a 12-year-old boy from Ann Arbor. He was taken into custody. What do you do with somebody like that?
I hope they give him a good scare. I know, but he needs to get a good scare
because
you can't have 12-year-olds who know better jumping on a forklift and taking what they want to take.
No. No,
I think you need to scare all children these days.
Okay. Jennifer's parenting techniques here.
Just give them a good scare. Live in fear like the rest of us.
We're in the the shopping spree time of things. Apparently, we're in the middle of a shoplifting wave. Target has announced some other retail stores as well. There is this season the most widespread theft that they've ever experienced. Now, I don't know whether the news is amplifying the story and social media is amplifying the story, but there have been a lot of things posted on videos of thieves looting all of these stores, shoplifting galore. Now, New York City and Los Angeles are cited, but isn't it true in both of these cities is not really heavy punishment for...
Oh, no, you can go in and steal, and you'll be out the same day. There's $900 and under is just a misdemeanor. It's not even a felony. And there's no punishment. And it's smash and grab now. So people in the middle of the day will go into a Nordstrom or a Macy's or any store, smash everything, take everything in a mob, like 20 people deep, and take off. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm looking at a shoplifting report published by the Council on Criminal Justice, and it says that shoplifting from 2022 to 2023 is up about 21%, looks like here.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that's low.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Be careful. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra sharp monitors and top brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
The Chase Inc. business premier card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. business premier card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Chehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, open up your heart, open up your head. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air. It's the social media segment of our Good Day program. Every hour at this time, we kind of dig around into the trending stories and what's going on in technology. If we have something, and I thought this was of interest and consequence, Jennifer, the focus on ransomware attacks. Apparently, there's a healthcare chain that operates 30 hospitals in 6 different states, and someone has hacked into the emergency room centers in these hospitals, and they've had to divert patients from one of the hospitals that they own to hospitals that they don't own. Ardent Health Service says the attack took the network offline, suspended user access to their IT, and they aren't really able to figure out whether it was a financial thing or they don't know. They brought in law enforcement. This is a whole new area of law enforcement, and I wonder how I should have asked that of the gentleman we had from Evansville, Indiana, who was a police officer there, whether they're getting into whether stations and police forces that size are getting into cyber crime and whether they are able to, and this is a serious thing, but as I said, it wasn't just one hospital, it was 30 that belonged to this particular chain. So what kind of havoc can that, I mean, imagine, let's say it's a holiday, right? It's Christmas and somebody, you know, they're on a skeleton staff anyway, and someone decides to be a wise guy, and they attack the website, or they attack the inner core of how they operate this health system, and who knows what they could do. Yeah, they could stop all the technology that operates off computers, right? Somebody's on life support systems, and some guy, you know, hacks in and decides, okay, we're going to shut everything down. That's really pretty bizarre, frankly, right? And yeah. You've got somebody who's close to you that works for Kaiser, and what kind of things are they encountering in terms of cybersecurity issues? I think that's what he does, isn't it? Doesn't he deal with computer stuff? I thought he did. Yeah.
No, more about customer care and you know, the people basically making sure that no one goes, you know, takes it to the next step to if they're unhappy. So kind of a customer care thing. But I think there's I haven't heard of any breaches, but certainly medical stuff, I think, is one of the biggest risks. And I was listening yesterday to one of those. It's so silly, but, you know, we all listen to them because we're all radio fans here. If you're listening to this program on radio, you know. Yeah. And they have the little one-minute features where they give you updates about things that are coming. And one of the things that I thought was so funny to listen to, just on a personal level, is that there's a new, I think it's something with the iPhone, something new that you can do with your phone, where you can transfer the stuff that you're seeing on your device to someone else's device who's near you. And so I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, that's convenient, I guess, if you want to share pictures. People use AirDrop all the time, but this would share everything, your personal details, your information, like it's this new feature. And so I thought, give some crook 5 seconds to try to figure out how to crack that feature. And it says, and the guy was even saying, oh, it's extra safe and the user has to approve the transfer. And I thought, I don't know. I mean, that's how the new iPhone is set up. I had to get a new phone.
Yeah.
Probably what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, because I wasn't able to open text messages on my phone, which is a problem because everybody texts. So when I got the new phone, all you have to do to download the stuff from your old phone is have it sitting next to you on the device.
Yeah.
So it transfers because it's the proximity, and it's like, that's got to be able to be used for evil instead of just good.
Dr. Evil. There you go. Was Merry Christmas from Dr. Evil. 28 at the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 12 more hostages have been released by the kidnappers Hamas. Israel, in turn, will return 30 Palestinian detainees. 15 women and 15 minor males will be released from Israeli prisons today. Both Israel and Hamas terrorists are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire. 41 men were rescued yesterday from a partially collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel in northern India after being trapped for 17 days. After a series of failed attempts, victory was achieved by a team of rat miners digging manually through the huge mound of debris that filled a section of the tunnel on November 12th. The University of Colorado Boulder is reporting one out of every 5 children in America under the age of 14 uses melatonin as a sleep aid. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine issued an advisory saying you should consult a physician. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
How do you down your gay apparel? How does that work, Jen?
You put on your sparkling outfits.
Is that what it is?
Oh. Yeah. Huh. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm. I want to see you. Actually, I think I have seen you in a sparkly outfit.
Of course you have. That's all I wear. I'm wearing sparkly outfits right now.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jay is off today. Happy birthday to Marianne Stuckert, to Sarah Chapin, Heather Clark. See here. Have you ever met Sophie? Brendan's, well, yeah, you were at the wedding, right? Were you at that wedding?
No,
you were
at Megan's wedding. I was not invited to the wedding, no. I was at the Gracie's, however.
Yeah, that's right, too. It was her birthday, anyway, yesterday. She's come of age, if you will. We were teasing her up at, we were at Napa for Thanksgiving and talking about her birthday, and she has a son with my son, and there's a fairly widespread, shall we say, between the ages of my son and her. And the story that actually was told that I got a kick out of, frankly, more than anything else, was that because I don't like to get involved in my children's romantic affairs. It just seems icky. And any more than I want them involved in my romantic affairs, which was certainly icky much of the time. Not anymore, but, you know, for a long time. I would never bring the girlfriends home unless I was serious about them, though. You know, there's so many people. I think that's just in bad taste, bad form. It confuses the children, just kind of not smart.
Especially
right?
Younger kids, not yeah. Great. Yeah.
No. Anyway, so we were talking about how they got together, and it happens, there's two pieces to this pie. Mm-hmm. The person who introduced them, or actually there's three pieces of this pie, person that introduced them is a friend of Sophie and Brendan's that Brendan was working with. And this fellow happens to be the son of, or the grandson of Roy Huggins. You know who Roy Huggins was?
No.
Probably, but your father would know who he was. If he's listening right now, he says, yeah, come on, Jennifer. I know who he is. He was probably one of the most prolific writers, television producers in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe into the 80s. His bookends to his career were Maverick, the television show with James Garner on one end, and Rockford with James Garner on the other end of his career. They were both put together by Huggins. They were supposed to be, when Garner, who played the Maverick, and Huggins were friends, and one day they had lunch, and Garner said, what do you suppose Maverick would be like if he were around today? And that was the beginning of Rockford. That's how Rockford got started. Rockford is Maverick. And I never knew that. He was telling me that story. Anyway, so his son introduces Sophie to Brendan. That's part two of the story. And Brendan, they have a nice, they're at a party. And so apparently Sophie wanted to give her number to Brendan. And Brendan said, no thanks. Which I've watched the two of their faces when they're going through all of this. It's the cutest, most loving, fun story. It really is.
Want her number. Too young?
Yeah, I think that was what he was thinking anyway. Yeah. So he didn't learn that lesson from his father. That's for sure. Okay. So what was the other? Oh, and the wife of Huggins, who the son is a great art. He's a photographer. And one of the reasons that I got into a good conversation with him because he had a cow picture and he sold 300,000 pictures of this cow.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the most popular cow pictures in the country, if not in the world. His wife is a movie producer. And she's doing a new movie with Liam Neeson. So we were talking about that, and I said, what kind of guy is he? And she said, he is the most wonderful, sweet, kind man.
I get that from him, actually.
Yeah. Yep, anyway. Okay, so that's enough of that. Time for us to look at your, how's your list of ideas for stocking stuffers going? You're usually
done.
Pretty good. You're all done with stocking stuffers.
Stocking's
okay.
Done.
Do you mind if I take a couple of minutes and help the audience with a couple of ideas?
And I'd love to pick up some ideas, too. Let's hear them.
All right. So the first one is called the Pro Power Save. This is something that you put on the electric box, and somehow it saves your electric bill. Some people say by 80 or 90%. It does not seem to be a scam.
It's expensive, that electric bill, so I like this idea.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, this is something you can go online and look for it. I'm just going through a list of things because I was looking. I'm not much for buying things, as you know, for Christmas. I don't know. I don't want to buy things if I don't think they're going to be of value to the person who's the recipient. So anyway, the Pro Power Save is one of these things. You can look up that, I'm sure, online. There's a Relax Your Neck Massager that is around right now that looks, it's, you know, it's battery
male
powered.
Male or female?
well, this is...
I thought you meant a tiny little person that massages
ambidextrous.
You for the stocking? No.
No, it's called a Relax Necker. All right, that's a good stocking stuffer. Fit right in there. As usual, there are 98 billion different drones the people who talk. I'm looking at the list of what is most popular. I got one of these for Miles a few years ago. That ball that goes around on its own, you hold it out, it won't come down. I forget what it's called. I think it's Atmatoyos or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
But that sounds cool.
The blue color ball, right, exactly. Let's see here. For those of us who are over 50, there's a new class, a set of glasses. I actually want to try these. I had to get, you know, I had my eyes operated on in January to replace the cornea. The cataract came out, and I put new lenses in so that I didn't need glasses anymore. But I do need them. I just got a pair from Dr. McDreamy last week. The stuff at night is bothering me, so I got these pair. And now I see there's a what they call a flex vision pair of glasses. You can adjust the power of the glass on the side of the glass. You don't have to go, you know, go to the, if you get cheater glasses at the Walgreens or whatever it is, you buy a 150 and then that wears out and you buy a 200. That way you get a 250. This is all in one. One pair of glasses you can, and it's got thousands of good reviews, so I know that it's of value. It just has an adjuster on the side of it that adjusts the glass. I thought that was kind of cool. Don't you think that's cool?
Especially if you need glasses. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I could spend all day looking at these things. And
give me one more. So.
Voltex heated vest. This is something I actually want. Yeah, I want one of these.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, right. If I'm going to be here for any amount of time during the winter, and I'm going to have to be, I want one of these doggone heated vests. It was inspired by NASA technology because they use them up on the space. And again, you know, and the rocket ships are cold. And so that's where you go with that. The Volted X heated vest. I bet you I've given some people some ideas about what to do, right?
Yeah. I like that, too, because it kind of just softens up the muscles in your back when you're warm.
Right.
You don't want to get cold, tight muscles. Ugh.
All right. There's one other thing that you could try. I just bought a bike so I could go bike riding with Miles, and I want one of those auto air pumps. Use it for a bike. Use it for
tires.
A car. Pump up, yeah, because people have flat tires all the time. The other thing that you ought to take advantage of, the protector for your charge cards, the things that keep people from walking by you and stealing your information. Have you ever gotten one of those?
I think a lot of the wallets have that inside
clumsy.
Of them now.
Right. Yeah, they do, I think. Okay. Now, the continuing story following up on the conversation earlier this week about that mine collapse in India, where 41 workers were trapped for 17 days. Mm. Apparently, at this time, the announcement has been made that all of the 41 construction workers who were trapped have been rescued. It
Can
took
you
them
imagine being down there?
17 days. It's like they worked at it for over 2 weeks to get these people, but it ended happily for everybody. But no, I can't imagine. I am not good in closed underground without, you know, I was going into the submarine service. I think I could have figured out how to do that, but to be in a place like that where it feels like, you know, literally the earth
well,
is
and they were getting help,
crushing.
And then the equipment broke down, and so then you're like, oh gosh. So, you know, you think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and then you're like, am I down here forever? I mean, it's just scary to think about.
Yeah, it is. All right, in Hawaii, the attorney general there this week is subpoenaing. Is that how you say it? If you have a subpoena?
Yeah, subpoenaing.
Subpoenaing a number of Maui departments because they're beginning to find things out that they don't like when it came to the wildfire, how it started, how the various fire and police did not react as quickly or as critically as they were supposed to. So you can be sure there are going to be some heads rolling here. The attorney general for the islands has, I'm looking at the list here, the emergency management people, the public works department, the water department, the fire department, and the police department. So apparently there are a lot of critical things that apparently were hidden from the public view when there were the first investigators that were on the scene trying to figure out what happened. Now, I don't know what you conclude from that. was the, you know, there were some who said the fire was set. Somebody said it was careless, kind of like fires anywhere else. And so apparently there's no, they have not at least publicly said this is what caused the fire.
Yeah, I remember there were the, it was the power lines and the winds,
yeah,
and the warning
thing
wasn't
as in
there, and the
California
fire chief was off the island. I mean, it just seems like there was a thousand excuses, but obviously with something like that, somebody's going to have to pay the piper.
Right, exactly. Virgin Atlantic announced yesterday they are going to use green fuel 100% of the time. Doesn't surprise me at all, because I know that Richard Branson, who is the he's the founder of Virgin Atlantic, is big on this kind of stuff. They have a brand new Boeing 787, and it's dubbed Flight 100, leaving London's Heathrow Airport for JFK, and the fuel tank is full of green fuel, ethanol, that sort of thing. No more petroleum-based jet fuel. Delta is doing this as well.
You think you're the flight expert. You think that's good?
Yeah. I wish I could get a hold of some of my tractors on the farm. Because, you know, what jet fuel is basically diesel fuel and heating oil. It's the same stuff. So it can be used in tractors. It can be used in trucks. It's a little expensive right now, but Branson doesn't care. He's interested more in making a statement than anything else. The aviation authorities on both sides have granted permission for them to use in the Rolls-Royce engine in the Boeing 787. And BP is the one who has refined it, British Petroleum. It's called sustainable aviation fuel. And I'm betting you're going to see a lot more of this used. Yeah, it's good PR as much as anything else, I think. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, 48 after the hour on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Seems like only last week we heard this tune, which is the intro song for Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. You can hear on the station, probably the station that you're listening to right now carries Warren. And if they don't, you ought to call the station and ask them, hey, where's Warren Eckstein when I need him? And before you know it, he'll be right there. You can go to his website, thepetshow.com. You can watch him on Facebook. Although I'm not sure that, some of you are up for that. It's something you can do if you're looking to kill some time on a weekend to help yourself, right?
There you go.
All right. There's a story about a frightened boy who called 911 for help. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police were in the area, and they found there was a cougar was chasing this kid around. And apparently the cougar got to him and scratched him and bit him. But there was a dog with a constable that chased the cougar away. I thought that was interesting because, I wouldn't have thought that cougars would be afraid of dogs. But maybe
well, this, yeah. Huh? Something they don't encounter on a regular basis. But now my age is going to come out. Do you remember a TV show called Sergeant Preston of the Yukon and his
certainly
dog,
do.
King?
King, we've solved this. It looks like the last line was, we've solved this or something.
God, it's a long time.
The end of it. Yeah.
It was a great show.
Case,
it was about
no, it was King. This case is solved. That was
there you go. And yes. Sergeant Preston on his horse. Yeah, I just remember watching that as a kid. But yeah, it's amazing to me. Certain animals that may be really large or assume aggressive, the elephant that's scared of the mouse. You know, it's that old story.
Right.
They're not familiar with it. They're going to be afraid of it.
Yeah. All right, because we're in the gifting season, or we're thinking about what to get, I just went through a long list of some ideas people could use for stocking stuffers. I think that's appropriate this time of year. One of the things that we don't think about, but we need to, is what happens when you lay all of this stuff down under the Christmas tree if you have a dog that decides to sniff around and start chewing around on the paper. What do we have in terms of a warning about gift wrapping, Warren?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people nowadays, they do their gift wrapping, girly stuff goes under the tree and they forget things and they might put a box of chocolate, they might put a fruit cake, other baked goods that have harmful ingredients, even things like cheese and meat can cause stomach upset. So these things under a tree are going to be attractive to a dog or cat because of their incredible sense of smell. So food items, not under the tree at all. That's not the only problem. These are things no one talks about, things that have been bothering me for years. Scented items, soaps, candles, even tobacco products and perfumes can be irresistible, but some contain ethanol, which could be toxic. And, of course, pet treats. Don't put them under the tree. The pets don't have the patience that you or I have to wait till Christmas. And in terms of specifically wrapping, obviously, avoid string, avoid ribbon, no glue, and this may be a little eccentric to some people, use wrapping paper if you can find it that does not contain harmful chemicals. I love to watch my dogs open their own presents, but I don't want them to ingest harmful chemicals, so I find wrapping paper that is natural and doesn't have any harmful chemicals in it. So those are just some basic things that you need to know. Food items, scented items, pet treats, and wrapping. Put those pieces together and you'll have a safe holiday with your pets.
A word to the wise is sufficient, so said one of my wise teachers. Here's the story of a Marine Corps veteran whose service dog saved his life on multiple occasions. This is a story that actually got started, I think I touched on this on Veterans Day, but because you're here, I wanted to bring it back around, circle, recycle, if you will, this story of the dog Kayla, who is helping men who had been in the service, and women too, with PTSD. And I wondered as I saw this, I wonder if you have ever treated a dog that had PTSD. Never mind the human being.
Every day, Doug. Whenever I do rescue dogs out of pit bull fighting arenas years ago, or take them out of shelters, or been abused, or just neglected, or mistreated, these dogs have PTSD. That's why one of the most important things you can do when you first adopt a dog, and bless everyone for adopting a dog, give them a little time to adjust, and then little by little, build up their confidence and self-image. That separates me from the pack, no pun intended. The training is important, but building up that self-confidence and that self-esteem is so critical. So yes, I treat dogs constantly. In fact, a lot of the calls I get on my radio show from people that recently adopted a dog and they don't realize the problems they're having are associated with PTSD. But just like with people, time, patience, love, hugs and kisses can resolve those issues.
Speaking of hugs and kisses, Warren has a proprietary blend of wonderful vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats. You can find them at thepetshow.com or you can find them at hugsandkisses.com. I use them to reward my dog Daisy when she's been a wonderful girl. She loves them, and beside the fact she loves them, they're really good for her as well. Find them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein with Doug here at 59 after the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.